Elsa.
And this is the Zodiac Guide. In this episode, we're going to be talking about dates and dates. Now, you're not going to understand what that means, so I'm going to explain it to you. Dates as in Zodiac dates, because we did promise that in the last episode. And dates as in relationships and compatibilities with the Zodiac signs. Also, we're going to be talking about celebrities and their Zodiac signs. And, like, are they really a good match for each other? That's what we're going to be also talking about. I know I promised the dates in the last video, and here they are. Aries is from March 21st to April 19th. Taurus is April 20th to May 20th. Gemini is May 21st to June 20th. Cancer is June 21st to July 22nd. Leo is July 23rd to August 22nd. Virgo is August 23rd to September 22nd. Libra is September 23rd to October 22nd. Scorpio is October 23rd to November 21st. Sagittarius is November 22nd to December 21st. Capricorn is December 22nd to January 19th. Aquarius is January 20th to February 18th. And Pisces is February 19th to March 20th. And yeah, that's the dates. And Jill, so do you want to talk about compatibilities?
Yep. Okay. So, when it comes to a successful relationship, compatibility is a must. You always want to find out who you may be compatible with. You might be compatible to your next door neighbor or that kid in the back corner of that room at school. There are many ways, but for those who anxiously await to read their horoscope at the beginning of every month, the type of compatibility that's most important to them is between astrological signs. And for those who follow astrology, zodiac signs mean everything. Okay, here are your most compatible astrological signs. First of all, Aries. You are most compatible with Aquarius, Sagittarius, Leo, and Gemini. The reason for this has to do with the fact that Aries have a magnetic personality. Next is Taurus. You are most compatible with Virgo and Pisces. Taurus, they're kind of like known to be stubborn, but the reality is that they're just full of determination, and there's definitely something to be said for that. Virgos and Pisces are equally strong in their own way, making for one of a heck delightful life. Gemini. You are most compatible with Aquarius and Libra. Although the two personality aspects of Gemini can seem daunting, they're actually quite affectionate and sweet. Because of this, they appeal to Aquarius, and Libra. Gemini also does pretty well with other Geminis, because they're able to handle each other in ways that other signs may not be able to. Cancer. You're most compatible with Scorpio and Pisces, because Cancers can be a bit jealous and often in need of attention. Scorpios can fit the bill for this. Pisces, on the other hand, is a match that can have a smooth sailing relationship, avoid too much drama. Leo. You are most compatible with Sagittarius, Libra, Gemini, and Aries. Because Leos tend to be demanding when it comes to love, these signs share their determination as well as their passion. Passion.
Passion.
Passion.
Passion.
And deep affection for life. A lust for life, to be more specific. Virgo. You are most compatible with Taurus and Capricorn. Since Virgo is an earth sign, it's important that they stick to other earth signs like Taurus and Capricorn. Not only do they complement each other, but they share a practical approach to all that life has to offer. And honestly, practical and practical goes together like peanut butter and jelly. Libra. You're most compatible with Leo and Sagittarius. These signs enjoy the peaceful harmony that Libras can offer in a romantic relationship. However, Libra can also be compatible with a fellow like Libra, making a beautiful and peaceful relationship. Note to self, find a fellow Libra. Scorpio, you're most compatible with Scorpio. You guys are you're most compatible with another Scorpio, or Pisces. They make for an unusual couple, but they have a high level of success when it comes to love and relationships. It's the mysterious quality that these signs share that make for a powerful union of love and happiness. Sagittarius, you're most compatible with Leo, Aries, Aquarius, and Libra. Since Sagittarius can get a bit bored easily, and a lot faster than most, they are able to deliver and keep things nice and spicy. And Sagittarius on their toes. Capricorn, you are most compatible with Pisces, Scorpio, Virgo, and Taurus. It's these signs that are up for the challenge of getting straight to the point, as Capricorns prefer. You won't find any short-lived relationships here, but long, happy ones that will be able to withstand whatever is thrown their way. Aquarius, you're most compatible with Gemini and Libra. As much as these signs enjoy people, they put their freedom and independence above all else. Because of this, the need to have some alone time will never be an issue for Gemini or Libra who dates in Aquarius. Aquarius, because they understand that need in ways that other signs may not. Pisces, you are most compatible with Scorpio and Cancer. For Pisces, the need to be with a fellow water signs, Scorpio and Cancers is the best way to ensure a relationship that is harmonious and long-lasting. There's an understanding of moods there because of the shared water signs. Even if you're skeptical about astrological signs and their compatibility, if you're a Gemini who's been dating everyone but Libras and it hasn't worked out, then it might be time to take your zodiac sign to heart. There's nothing wrong with trying something new, especially if what you've been doing hasn't been working out so well. So, those are who you may be compatible with. Now, lastly, before we end this video, we're going to see which celebrities are compatible with each other and which celebrities are actually not.
Okay, compatibilities with celebrity couples with their zodiac signs. We're first going to start off with Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, Libra and Gemini. When Gemini and Libra come together in a love affair, they enjoy a great relationship based on intellectual interest and mental agility. Dual-natured, Gemini loves Libra's balance, and Libra is always entertained by the chatty, brainy twins. Libra loves art and beauty, while Gemini loves the beauty of an idea, but these loves aren't far off from one another. Moving on to Nicki Minaj and Meek Mill, Sagittarius and Taurus. When Taurus and Sagittarius come together in a love affair, the connection can be extremely passionate, but they must give themselves time to learn about the particular energy this relationship generates. They both have much to gain from their union. While Sagittarius thrives when they're constantly experiencing new people, places, foods, and more, Taurus can be quite content with routine as it affords them the security they so prize. Early in their relationship, Taurus might tend to demand more commitment and stability than Sagittarius is ready to give. But if Taurus can learn to be patient, Sagittarius can definitely come to appreciate the comforts of hearth and home. Moving on. Okay, I'm really out of breath. Moving on to Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. Gemini and Sagittarius. When Gemini and Sagittarius come together in a love affair, it can be a truly spectacular match. These two are extremely compatible. Any rough spots they encounter during the course of their relationship are sure to be smoothed over with minimal effort. Gemini is quite able to provide pioneering, adventurous Sagittarius with the independence Sagittarius requires in a close relationship, because Gemini shares that same need. While Sagittarius needs physical independence, Gemini needs mental freedom. But the need is at the same base. These two both love new experiences, people, and sensations, and are sure to have a great adventure together. Both have attention spans that love to move quickly from one thing to the next in order to absorb
absorb much experience as possible. And I think we have one more. Yes. Beyonce and Jay-Z. When Virgo and Sagittarius join together in a love match, the result is a well-rounded couple. Sagittarius is an explorer who loves to socialize, while Virgo prefers to analyze Sagittarius's discoveries. Both enjoy talking about it with one another. Virgo may demand perfection too soon for Sagittarius's taste. But over time, Sagittarius will appreciate a steady and reliable lover whose head isn't always in the clouds. I think that's it for this episode. We might not have another one, and there's probably not going to be another episode of The Zodiac Guide, even though there's only been two episodes. But I think we can wrap this one up, so, Jalissa.
Zodiac out.